This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Of course, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women, thank you very much for what you do. The postal workers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, and, of course, our suicide jockeys out there getting the gas delivered to the gas stations. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as the host of a show called Military Matters. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning, as always, in the Third Watch audience.
There you go. There you go. Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
I'm ready, Captain.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States,
of America,
and to the Republic.
And to the Republic
for which it stands.
One nation.
One nation
under God.
Indivisible. With liberty.
With liberty
and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, a Louisiana federal judge has issued a temporary stay, a block on the Title 42 removal by the Biden administration. So that's not going anywhere for a little while. And we also understand that the Supreme Court of the United States is got a case today that they are examining, which is similar but not the same as this Title 42 case, which is the Remain in Mexico policy. So we'll see. There's a lot of things going on right now.
Yeah, you know, the courts right now may be saving the Biden administration from itself. You saw the numbers of representatives and senators in the Congress.
I did.
That are going against the Biden administration and saying, hold the phone here. Revoking the 42 is not the way to go. We're going to pay great prices for that. And so, and of course, Jen Psaki and the Biden administration on this don't seem to be coming back from that. But, yeah, the Louisiana judge and perhaps the Supreme Court today may save the Biden administration from itself and, in turn, make a intolerable situation at least slightly more tolerable on our southern border.
Well, we'll know soon because the case in the Supreme Court, will have some feel for that probably by the end of the day. And, of course, we'll see whether or not the Biden administration is going to challenge this Title 42 case. This is not the first time that this has been in the court over there. But we'll see what happens. And the jury's out, so to speak, on this one.
Yeah, I think, you know, even the Democratic Party is starting to transcend Biden. It's pretty clear. I mean, this is unprecedented for your own party. And in theory, President of the United States is the head of his party. But that doesn't seem to be the case right now. It's like the question you asked earlier in the show, who is in charge of the Democratic Party? Well, it's clearly not the President of the United States, Joe Biden. You can see people that are jockeying in the Democratic Party. Some of them are the same folks that we've seen the last couple presidential election cycles to try to get leverage in 2024. You've got the media coming out and talking about who ought to be running in a Democratic Party in 2024. And the fact that that discussion is being had is unprecedented. And it's just it's another clear indicator of how far south and in such a hurry this administration went, not just with Republicans, but with Democrats and Americans. And it's because, you know, the proof has been in the pudding in what we've observed and what we've seen. It's not going well for him. Yeah. And unfortunately, that means it's not going well for the country.
Yeah.
And starting in November, we do have an opportunity to turn this around.
Yeah. Now, here's a poll, and then we're going to be going to break here, an INI TIPP poll that says, and this is predominantly a Democratic poll, says most Democrats want anybody other than Joe Biden in 2024 for their presidential candidate.
There you go. Period. Exclamation point on the comment I just made.
Yep.
Coming out in that polls.
Yep. Isn't that something?
Yes, it is.
I never, you know, and you don't see that very often, but everybody realizes they've got a real problem, and this guy cannot get reelected again because of everything we're seeing right now.
Yes, I've looked at presidencies over the last several decades, and particularly the ones since I've been alive and paying attention. This is much of the stuff that's going on in the world in our country right now is unprecedented, but this particularly, politically speaking, is unprecedented and doesn't bode well, and there's nothing that they can do. It's just like, somebody said, about the best that the Democrats and their media friends can do is just try to shut down the opposition, and even that is not working.
Hold that thought. Okay, coming right back with the Colonel right after these messages coming up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's Tuesday. You know what Tuesday means.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Captain Matt Bruce here. The Two Guys Gun Show returns to the Hernando County Fairgrounds this weekend. I'll be there Saturday morning at 9 with my friends from Moss Nissan and Crystal River. Moss Nissan will be featuring a couple of their Nissan pickups at the show. They'll have representatives on hand to answer any questions about their Nissan truck line. Two Guys Shows features both new guns plus antiques and collectibles. There's truly something for everybody. Come see me this Saturday at the Hernando County Fairgrounds just south of Brooksville on Highway 41. Two Guys Gun Shows, Brooksville.
You know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey, corner 19 and 54, asking me to meet one of our listeners that's just come and bought a new Nissan or a certified pre-owned vehicle. Now, it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And yes, you heard me right, Phoenix, Arizona. Now, it all starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service because they are always striving to be the best at what they do. Now, you can't beat the selection either at Moss. Over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, accessories that you can dream of, plus clean trade-ins. Boy, have they got them. And your current ride is probably worth more money than you think. So check it out and check them out. Moss Nissan, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get taken great care of. Now, Nissan locations in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon, Brooksville, Florida. Yep, that's right. Just across the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50. Hopefully in about another month and a half or two, they're working real hard to get it going, I'll tell you that much. Don't forget Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Moss, Newport Richey, is only 40 minutes north. of Tampa. And you can save thousands of dollars making the trip. And don't forget, go see Sean at Moss Nissan Newport Richie. Tell him the captain sent you. Watch and see what happens. Okie dokie, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, we have got, we've got a caller on the line. I think I know who this is, so let me go over there. Okay, is this Eric in East Tennessee?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Yes, sir. Good morning, Colonel. Good morning, Captain. Feels like I'm back in the head shed with you guys. But anyway, real quick. Hey, it's complimentary. You know, so anyway,
I know.
So I usually, you know, comment regarding or opinion regarding, you know, warfare, combat, et cetera. But here's the thing, and I'm going to take a different tact on this. I'm run it by the Colonel because of his organization and his presence, both you guys' presence, so to speak. For decades, we've been told, trust but verify, trust but verify, trust but verify. It's a good mantra to live by. It's a good practice, if you will. So now, with the advent of social media, and you can bring in Twitter on this if you want, people are verifying stuff. People are looking and digging deep and verifying and saying, hey, you told us to trust, and we verified, but we don't want to trust you on this because of how we came across the verification process or the development of the scenarios, so to speak. So here's the thing. We got all these people, trust but verify. Now they don't want to hear anything, particularly, you know, and I'm hypercritical on, quote-unquote, the right side, so to speak, because, hey, that's the team I tend to identify with, if you will. That's who most of us identify, or a good many of us identify with. So here's the situation. In my opinion, I'd get the Colonel's take on this, and both your takes on this. So we're doing all this verification. Why are those people verifying certain things in the political process? And they're telling everybody's being told, well, we got to vote. And that is important. Voting is important. Taking part in the civics of the United States is important. Constitution, et cetera. Okay. But I don't think voting is necessarily the answer. It's part of a strategy or stratagem to affect tactics, if you will. But the situation we're running into, there is a lady that was just elected to the American Library Association. People don't think about this. Think about it. The American Library Association, who wants to basically purge the bookshelves of anything predating, predating 1969, basically, because of its imperialism and white this, that, and the other. So how do we counter that other than just, I have my ideas, but I'm with your guys' opinion. How do we counter that in today's world? This is a generational event, not just a next election.
Okay.
That's my two cents. I'll listen off there. Right. Thanks, gentlemen. Simplify.
Thank you. Okay, Colonel, have at it.
Well, I'll tell you, trust but verify. I'm a trust but verify kind of guy. And I think that's a part of the American spirit and has been since our inception is that Americans are and ought to be skeptical of not just its government, but anybody speaking on behalf of the government or what we see out there. And that's what we've done. And the beauty of America is that we've been permitted to do that. And you don't have to be wealthy or a person of influence to do that. So that is the key, is just being an American. Insist on trust but verify. And as for how we do that, well, I think it's in small bites like that. It's not going to be all at once. There's not a law you can pass. There's nothing you can protect. You can't elect a particular person. But I will say one thing that he said that I'm in absolute agreement with, that elections are not the end all. You know, there are a lot of people that get elected to office. That's what they like. They'd like to get your vote and then just leave me alone. We got a representative democracy. Let me run. Don't say anything. Don't interfere. Don't question anything. You can hold me accountable at the next election. Baloney. That's not what we do. Shows like this, Third Watch, and the things that we get involved in, the political groups we go, because we even trust but verify our own political party in the Republican Liberty Caucus. We work within the party, of course, but we are the conscience of the Republican party. And everybody should be the conscience of those whom they elect. We should be the cautious of the media. We should be one another's brothers and sisters' keeper to keep each other straight and stay on a straight and narrow truth path. And it's not unpatriotic to say, wait a minute, is this true or is it not true? And then to seek the truth. We got to do that. It's nothing. It's not an end. it doesn't come to an end. It's a cyclical thing, and we have got to stay after it ad nauseum, and we've got to pass it on to future generations to do that. An example he gave is a great one because it's one that nobody's paying attention to, but it's these small-level guys out there in the American culture that make the differences and to create the situation that the nation is right now, like the head of the Library Association. Good point, and I appreciate him bringing that one up. But that's just one anecdotal example of the many of the people out there that are having influence on our culture, and not always for the betterment of America and our culture. But we need to be Americans. Stand up, trust but verify, be skeptical at every turn. That is the American way.
Okay, now, before I get started, can you stick around another segment?
Captain, I'd be happy to.
Okay, here I go with what I'm thinking about here. Number one, we need to have more of us than there are them if we want to get anything accomplished. In order to do that, our communication pipeline needs to be better than theirs. Now, they're using, the other side uses a lot of social media. We've seen it. They throw things out there just to see what's going to stick. They do not trust but verify. They throw out, toss out to see what happens. That's what they do. So, therefore, it's extremely important that we trust but verify what it is that we're getting, which is what you do, which is what I do, which is one reason why this program has a reputation it does for putting out honest and precise information that's not a bunch of garbage and nonsense like some people are. I don't go the conspiracy route. Once in a while, I'll say something just to get a conversation started, but that doesn't mean that that's what I'm doing.
Well, you know, Captain, example you talked about earlier, Bezos, the second richest man. Some would argue Putin may be actually the richest man in the world, but Bezos, that was innuendo, and that was conspiracy theory that he threw out trying to draw the connection between Elon Musk and China.
Yeah.
Garbage. He just threw it out there without any connection, just trying to throw out guilt by association. What nonsense. America, we are better than that.
And let me read the headline. This is on Fox News, folks. Front page, billionaire battle. Jeff Bezos launches China conspiracy theory after Elon Musk secures deal to buy Twitter. He insinuates in the article, when you go and look at it, that Musk somehow or another is tied up financially with China, and that's how he got his hands on Twitter.
Yeah, and of course you saw the reaction yesterday in the mainstream media, about all this. It was as anticipated.
I did. And here comes the music, so hang on, sir. Folks are coming right back. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus in Manatee County. It's actually, I did that backwards, but it's the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And go over there and check them out and see what they're all about. I think you're going to like what you see. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We are continuing to prepare to implement the lifting of Title 42. There are some, you noted, who are very vocal about how they would like to see it extended. There are some who are very vocal about how they would not like to see that happen. So that's an important discussion that will be happening over the coming days and weeks.
And there's a Trump-appointed judge in Louisiana that says, slow your roll.
A temporary restraining order Monday is preventing the Biden administration from lifting pandemic restrictions at the southern border. The Center for Disease Control is in court to maintain COVID-19 power to put every American in a mask if they so choose. They're also saying COVID-19 is not a problem at the border, and Title 42 should be removed. The temporary restraining order prevents any action before a May 13th hearing. Elon Musk will take control of Twitter after offering $44 billion in cash to take control of the 16-year-old company. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff from Sarasota. We appreciate you. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that make that product. And I'll tell you what, Relief Factor has been part of my integrated health plan every day for over 7 years. And it's because of what's in it, and it's because what it does for me. Now, I've got a problem with my left foot, my left ankle, my left leg. It swells when it's not supposed to. It gets fired up, and I get the pain that gets going that'll go all the way up into my shoulder, which is not what it's supposed to do. And once I get the Relief Factor back in my system, although it's always in it, it starts to feel better. Now, sometimes I'll have to take a second dose around lunchtime to get rid of everything, and then I'm really moving along. And lately, I've been doing pretty good, so that's fine, because everything's working. And the reason it is the combination of ingredients in the Relief Factor. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it goes to lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever your problem is by going right straight to the source. Best part, 100% drug-free. Secondly, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So it's like taking a protein booster. Now, it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, comes in a little convenient individual packet, and it will support the healthy joints and muscles, too. All you got to do for $19.95 for the three-week quick start is to go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, get you all started for $19.95. And by the way, I will have a bag with me at the Mission Barbecue today if somebody needs to have one of the quick starts. So there you go. Okay, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning again, Colonel, and thanks for sticking around.
Oh, my pleasure, Captain. It always is.
Now I'm going to talk about one of our favorite subjects. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
John.
Boy, you got me hungry, and I got my appetite up talking about Mission Barbecue and the bags and all that, and then you went and spoiled it all. Thank you.
Well, wait till you hear this one. John Durham sprung his trap on the Hillary for America campaign, and they walked right smack dab into the middle of it. How about them apples?
Yeah, you know, the last couple of years, the folks in the Reserve Front, we kept saying, hey, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And, of course, nothing moves as quick as we like to with the Durham investigation. But, the more that things come out and do that, it's interesting. And, of course, the election results in November are going to make all the difference in the world because it will create an environment to where the truth can be sought. And whatever comes out of the Durham ongoing investigation and findings and indictments won't be covered up. So I look forward to that, not just because we're looking for vengeance against those on the other side, but because, quite honestly, we just want genuine justice. And I think that the Hillary may be facing some genuine justice, perhaps not to the extent that we'd like to see. Perhaps not much would like to see. Many of us would like to have seen her behind bars years ago. But patience, America, patience.
Two desperate filings put forth by the Hillary for America and Fusion GPS groups last week. They attempted to assert attorney-client privilege over materials that John Durham's prosecution of Michael Sussman, who probably is going to wind up in jail, is seeking to get his hands on. Now, what's going on here is they've got Sussman red-handed in contradicting himself by saying one thing to one agency and a different thing to another agency. So which is true?
That's the question, divining the truth. Isn't it interesting, though, that if you just looked at mainstream media, these stories that you and I are talking about don't get much coverage. Everything's about the New York judge who's had it in for former President Donald Trump in a big time and what's going on with January 6th, which to me, much of that is a red herring sideshow to detract from how poorly things are going for the current administration and for the Democrats in 2022.
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, and that also with Letitia James, the judge there, because he did not turn over something that they wanted to have. They're fining him $10,000 a day right now. So it's all part of what's going on. But in the case of Hillary, couldn't happen to a nicer person.
Agreed.
Now, and good morning, George. George the Godfather's chiming in. You know him, right? George the Godfather?
I do. I know George.
Yeah. Now, we've got a very interesting situation going on here because I mentioned about the Democrats in this one poll. They want anybody other than Joe Biden. Well, here's another one that came from, of all places, Harvard. Harvard doesn't get any more liberal than that, does it?
No, and that's increasingly clear as we've discovered in the last couple of years.
Wait till you hear this one. Not only do 63% of the registered voters of a new Harvard poll say President Joe Biden should not run for re-election, another 60% actually support Trump over Biden by 8%.
Yeah, that's pretty astounding for what used to be the foremost college for lawyers in Harvard, and it's gone down. Its stock has gone down. But, yeah. It's hard not to, speak truth. When the people speak and you do a scientific polling, it's an indicator. And the fact that that's out there, it says that much more for how good it bodes for the country, but how poorly it bodes for the far left wing of the Democratic Party.
Now, Colonel, you know what a self-propelled howitzer is, right?
I do.
And we have a number of those, correct?
We do.
And we left a bunch of them behind in Germany and France for those people to use because we just didn't want to cart them back over here from over there, correct?
We do that quite often in every company we got, but yep, we did.
So I'm assuming the self-propelled howitzers that Ukraine is getting is coming out of Europe.
Well, considering how quickly they did that, I did that. And quite honestly, that kind of makes sense that would be the case. I think, which is the case with many of the armaments, except for some of the ones like the drones and some of the infantry anti-tank weapons, just things that we have. Those much easier to bring from America over there or from American bases. But, yeah, that is a correct conclusion.
Well, we're getting pretty technical with some of the stuff that these guys are getting. By the way, I was told there was a news story this morning. I read it already about Boris Johnson. They're training some of the Ukraine soldiers in Britain on some of this long-range artillery that they're getting from Great Britain. So that's going on as we speak.
Yeah, and it should be an easy teach with that because it's not that far beyond what some of the Ukrainians do. But, yeah, there are some things they need to do with that. But I read, too, where Poland is actually turning over some tanks to help Ukraine fight on the eastern battlefield, which is quite a bit different than the battles that were waged in around the woods and the forests surrounding the urban areas up there in the northern part of Ukraine.
I think they were overmatched. I think the Ukrainians had their number on that stuff, and I think they were taking some heavy casualties, and they said, whoop, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, and if you divide it in half between what the Ukrainians said casualties were for them and what they claimed to be, it was clear. The truth was is that this was not, and it's not going well with Russia. And that's why you hear the foreign officer from Russia and Vladimir saying, oh, careful, you're going to start World War III, and don't forget, we've got nuclear weapons. And we know that kind of stuff was put out there. It's just discourage support for Ukraine and the ongoing and protracted war, which is now being based there in eastern Ukraine.
Colonel, tell us how we can hear your great stuff, information that you have.
Well, there's a couple of different ways. You know, just yesterday I put out the weekly Military Matters newsletter, and so I'm on Facebook, and you can also find the Republican Liberty Caucus on Facebook and on our website, and it's endorsement time. We are making a difference in the state of Florida and in the nation.
You betcha. Proud to know you, sir. Talk to you next week.
All right, then.
All right, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. You'll hear him again on Thursday. I said next week. I meant Thursday. You'll hear him again on Thursday. Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
One has to wonder, who in Hades do Department of Justice officials think they are? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. The last time I checked, very recently, according to the United States Constitution, it is Congress's responsibility to make laws, pass them, then it's up to the president to either sign his approval or veto the bill. On the other hand, the Department of Justice is designated to be part of the government apparatus that goes and investigates criminal activity, not make up new dictatorial mandates. The CDC also does not have the constitutional authority to bully we the people into wearing face diapers, whether they think we should or not. Unfortunately, we the people have allowed almost all government departments and politicians to no longer operate within the boundaries of proper constitutional constraints. As a result, both government departments and, like the DOJ and CDC and leftist politicians, both Democrats and Republicans wrongfully use face diapers, scamdemics, and whatever to try and demolish our God-given unalienable rights and exceptional nation way of life. To that, I say no way, Jose. What say you? I'm
Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Alrighty, tell you what, if you like coffee, and you like good coffee, let me tell you about Constitutional Grounds Coffee. It's got the delicious taste that many are raving about right now. A lot of you in the audience have tried it. Matter of fact, let me get my cup right here, because I drink iced coffee. Oh, boy. Delicioso. Now, because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that you want in your cup. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display on the website, theronedwards.com, and make your purchase over there. Now, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Remember that. That's what it's all about. Nothing like a good cup of coffee in the morning. And speaking of which, come Saturday morning, you might want to take a little trip, unless you're already up there, to Brooksville, to the Hernando County Fairgrounds. Gates open at 9 o'clock. I'm going to have a two-day event up there, and I will be there Saturday, along with my friends from Moss Nissan in Crystal River. They're bringing two of their trucks. We're going to have the trucks probably out in the parking lot, or maybe just inside the gate, somewhere close by. You'll be able to see them, talk with the sales reps and all that. And I'll be inside probably the big exhibition hall, the big building, somewhere in there. Look for my banner and my table. But I'll be there Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that's the two guys, Brooksville Gun and Knife Show. Yep, I said knife because they got a whole bunch of knives, too. Two rooms of guns, knives, and other great treasures, new, used, antique. You can buy, you can sell, you can trade ammo, accessories, parts. Always free parking. And again, Moss Nissan will be there with me, the Captain Matt Bruce, on Saturday. I'll be there till 3, from 9 to 3. Looking forward to it. We always have a really good time there when we're there. Now I'm going to finish the segment here with a little something I got. Because America is starting to make some inroads. When you got people and you got polls and you got Democrats that aren't happy with Joe Biden, and the numbers are showing you that, Harvard, for God's sakes, voting against a Democratic president? Harvard? And one of those polls that came out, which was very much a liberal poll, that says anybody but Joe Biden? You started to make some big-time inroads when you got that going on. That's all there is to it. But here's the other thing, and nobody's really talking about this. How did we get to this point? Well, people have had it. They've had it with him and his monkeying around and all that. And Paul the handyman. Okay, well, Paul, you'd have to ask the Colonel that. Go to his Facebook page. Let's see, was it Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus or Military Matters? Go to his Facebook page. It's over there, and you'll be able to ask him that. Shoot him a message, and that'll give you your answer. Now, going back to where I was, we're currently witnessing a shift in the power structure of our culture. Now, one that's paradoxically seen in brash reactions, but at the same time reveals a subtle trade-off. Now, the masters of the national discourse are seeing their entrenched control on issues dissolving. And the reaction to live and change this has become an everyday occurrence. You don't believe me? Go look at the stories. Now, this shift has been taking place for at least a year, but now things have really begun to change. There's a few bold examples out there. For example, late in March, one of the approved polls came out that showed Democrat Joe Biden losing favor in the country. That's when it all seemed to start. This arrived about 1 month after Russia's invasion of Ukraine began. And then though she didn't grasp the full impact of what the poll was all about, a couple of the MSNBC ladies and one of the CNN ladies started to put information out there about how Joe Biden was just not understood. He just, people were misjudging him. And the people were overreacting to what was going on. Really? I don't think anybody's overreacted to anything. And by the way, I am going to do something right now, because on the telephone line, waiting very patiently, has been Mr. Todd. So let me get this, because we're going to start out here with 60 seconds with Todd. Get this going here. Hang on.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell these idiots at ESPN, Keyshawn Johnson, let me tell you something. The Detroit Lions, I'm the Vincent T. Lombardi of pro football. The Detroit Lions haven't won anything in 50 years, okay? I'll take Tim Tebow today. I'll take a one-year contract, and I'll win the Super Bowl. The same with the Redskins. The same with the Dolphins. The same with any team that hasn't won the Super Bowl, you idiot. Shut up. Tim Tebow did something nobody else did with the Broncos. Let's get down to business about politics. Donald, let me tell you something to your face, because I don't believe in talking behind your back. Okay? Who's your number one enemy? Who's your number one enemy? Who's your number one Judas? I'll tell you who it is, because you don't know. It's Mitch McConnell. Okay, Mitch McConnell and the Koch brothers who are trying to undermine this election by trying to put up some fake, phony Republican in the primary, okay? So you better watch your the people that you recommend are nowhere near who Mitch McConnell recommends, because he's on the Chinese payroll, okay? So you better wake up and toughen up. And now you see the Vatican, they haven't said anything about LGBTQ or whatever, and they tip out this Reverend Al and this lawyer over here. The guy grabbed it, went for his guy's taser, went for the cop's taser. Once you go for the cop's taser, all bets are off, okay? So don't give me that nonsense over here. And let me say something to you guys. If you don't stand up for your other cops that are out there on the street when you're dead tired and you haven't had nothing to eat, and you turn on that corner because you know you happen to be in an area where somebody else is pulling over, and you're going to go help them out just in case so they don't get ambushed by George Soros. God bless you, good cops who are standing up for righteousness. In Jesus' name, let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All righty, Todd in Tampa. By the way, for those of you down there in Sarasota and those of you listening around the country, I want to tell you about Dominic's Blinds and Decor before we leave. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And all you got to do is give them a call at 941-922-2345 or stop by the store and see Jill and the gang. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Check them out. They got the best of the best, and the good people, too. All right, I'll be back tonight. God bless America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.